नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 11 द टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज लॉर्ड कृष्णास एंट्रेंस इनटू द्वारका टेक्स्ट नंबर 9
यहि अम्बुजाक्ष अपसार भूवान् गुरुन् मधुन् पाद सुहृद् दिदृक्षया तत्राब्द कोटि प्रतिमाक्षणोपवे रविम् विनक्ष्णो इव नस्तवच्युता
Whenever Ambuja Aksha, O lotus side one, Apasasara, you go away, Bho, O, Bhavan, yourself, Kurun, the descendants of King Kuru, Madhun, the inhabitants of Madura, Rajabhumi, Va, either. Atha, therefore, Suhrut Dhridakshaya, for meeting them, Tatra, at that time, Abhudha Koti, millions of years, Pratima, life, Kshana, moments, Bhave, becomes, Ravim, the sun, Veena, without, Akshno, of the eyes, Iva, like that, Na, ours, Tava, your, Achyuta, O infallible one.
Translation, Bashira Prabhupada.
O lotus-eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like a million years. O infallible one, at that time our eyes become useless as if bereft of sun. Translation responsibly. O lotus-eyed Lord,
O lotus-eyed Lord,
whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan or Hastinapur, to meet your friends and relatives,
every moment of your absence
seems like a million years.
O infallible one,
at that time, our eyes become useless,
as if
bereft of sun. We are all proud of our material senses for making experiments to determine the existence of God. But we forget that our senses are not absolute by themselves. They can only act under certain conditions. For example, our eyes. As long as the sunshine is there, our eyes are useful to a certain extent. But in the absence of sunshine, the eyes are useless. Lord Sri Krishna, being the primeval Lord, the supreme truth, is compared to the sun. Without him, all our knowledge is either false or partial. The opposite of the sun is dark, the darkness. And similarly, the opposite of Krishna is Maya or illusion. The devotees of the Lord can see everything in true perspective due to the light disseminated by Lord Krishna. By the grace of the Lord, the pure devotee cannot be in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is necessary that we must always be in the sight of the Lord Krishna so that we can see both ourselves and the Lord with his different energies. As we cannot see anything in the absence of the sun, so also we cannot see anything, including our own self, without the factual presence of the Lord. Without him, all our knowledge is covered by illusion.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnu, स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामाख्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं क्या श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 कल्पतरु भविष्य कृपा सिंधु पर्यवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचारं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनकारं परमानन्दमातुः श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये अष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिक। So in this chapter, Dwarakavasis are explaining the mood. Lord Krishna is returning to Dwaraka, and then they are explaining how they are feeling the presence of the Lord, and how their Lord's absence from Dwaraka, how they are feeling. So this is very nicely they are saying, O lotus-eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavana, Hastinapur, to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like millions of years. O infallible one, at that time our eyes become useless as if bereft of sun. So this is a very wonderful mood we can develop. And Srila Prabhupada explains, we are all proud of our material senses for making experiments to determine the existence of God. So this is a lot of research work is going on, because sometimes people make research work, as if already the acharyas have done all the research work and they have given their conclusions. But still, we, because of our the proud nature, we wanted to make some research. There is no need of any research actually, because already the research has been done, already the Vedic conclusions have been given, we have to just follow. There is no need of doing research and research. And after so much research, and then they don't come to any conclusion. Like especially in the, they get Nobel Prize. They do a lot of research and they get Nobel Prize. After 5 years, another person comes, whatever the person has said, everything is wrong. Now I am presenting a new theory. So this is again, this continues. But even for material things, this is the problem. Even for material things, the research is not useful. Then what to talk about spiritual things? In the absolute sense, we can't do much research actually, because we have a defective apparatus. What is the defect? The apparatus is defective. What is the defect in the apparatus? You know, what is the defect? Because the defect is, we have imperfect senses. The senses are imperfect. And then we have a tendency to commit mistakes. We can be illusion and we can cheating propensity. So with this defective apparatus, we are trying to make research into absolute. We have imperfect things and then we are trying to understand the perfect. Not only perfect, it's absolute truth, param satyam. How it is possible? We have our apparatus itself is defective. Whatever the measurement you are going to make, that itself is defective. And then you are going to research. That is not possible. That is not possible. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, we are all very proud and say, show me God. If you show God, will you be able to see God? No, because we are very proud that show me God now, I will want to see. But first of all, what is our qualification to see God? That we have to ask ourselves, whether we are qualified enough, we have the eyes to see the Lord now. Even the Lord comes here, stands in front of us, will you be able to appreciate Him? We may say, go away, we will drive Him away. We may not have the vision to see the Lord also. So we have to develop that. So that is why we don't depend on these imperfect senses. But we forget that our senses are not absolute by themselves. They can only act under certain conditions. Conditions only. Sometimes we are very proud the eyes are seeing. But after some time, no, the eyes are, the letters are not visible. The cataract, that's it. I'm not able to see anything. We have to put a glass. So, eyes, no, leave alone that. Even sometimes when it's very dark, we can't even see. Who is nearby, we can see also. The eyes are there, there is no problem with the eyes. But in the darkness we have, so our seeing is conditioned. But when the Lord gives this sunshine, then we can see. So that is why the knowledge acquiring process, there are various ways we can acquire knowledge. One kind of knowledge acquiring process, pratyaksha. Pratyaksha. Aksha means eyes. So I will see something and I will believe. Seeing is believing. That is one way you can acquire knowledge. So that is, okay, sometimes it will work, sometimes it may not work also. So people come to anumana. Sometimes they make some kind of assumptions, logic, and they extrapolate and they will try to find out. This is the way to understand knowledge. So this knowledge you can understand, some knowledge you can understand like that, but absolute knowledge you cannot understand by pratyaksha, anumana. So we have to depend on sabda brahma. The knowledge which is coming in the authorities are given by the authorities, that is what only is going to help us. So we have to understand that way only. Because otherwise we will keep on doing research. Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, Pantastu koti sadavatsara sapragamyo vayo rathabhi manaso munipungavana sopyasthi prabhati chimna avichintya tatve govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. That Brahma says, not anyone else. He is saying, Pantastu koti sadavatsara sapragamyo. You can go in the vayu, that this is like you can go in the air. The airplane, like an air, that speed. And you can travel in the mind, that speed, whatever speed. You can travel also. You can do all the research. Who are doing research? Munipungamana, all the great personalities. They are doing research. Even they are not able to find out. And what is our hope actually? But same Brahma Samhita he says, Vedeshu Durlavam Adurlavam Atma Bhakto Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajam. So Brahma Samhita Lord. Because we have to take the authority. Without taking the authority, we think that I will do some research. I know a little bit of Sanskrit. I know a little bit of Bengali. I will do some research on that. No, we can't find anything like that. And this is like going to be very, sometimes the people say, like, why Prabhupada translated like that? Who are you? What is your understanding? What is your authority to question that? Some of the people, because he is coming, the parampara is, all the acharyas are giving the conclusions and Srila Prabhupada is presenting the conclusions. So that way, we don't put our like a little tiny intelligence into that and try to understand. Yes, we have to understand, but not do in the challenging mode or not to find fault with. This is most of the time what happens as I know better than somebody else and then I want to find fault with. That mood will not work in devotional service. We have to accept the authority, and then whatever the authority gives, if we accept that, then follow the footsteps, then we will be successful. And also, Srila Prabhupada explains elsewhere also, this is like a knowledge coming, another way Prabhupada explains the knowledge acquiring process, ascending process and descending process. Ascending process is like a arohapanta and descending process is avrohapanta. Because this is knowledge you can understand, you keep on doing research and find out, that is one way, ascending process. This is arohapanta. And the descending process means already the knowledge is there and is passed down by the disciplic succession. So then we are protected. We don't have to waste a lot of time. Because what happens is in the exercise, ascending process, we spend a lot of time in research and then there is no practice actually. For example, if somebody keeps on doing research, 70 years they do research, and then do abhyasa, only 2-3 years only they get. And then because of 70 years research, you won't be able to abhyasa anything also. So this is the problem, because they keep on doing research, and then they don't time to do the actual work actually. So we don't want to depend that way. So here Srila Prabhupada continues, as long as the sunshine is there, our eyes are useless, eyes are useful in a certain extent, but in the absence of sunshine, the eyes are useless. Lord Krishna, being the supreme, the primeval Lord, the supreme truth, is compared to the sun. So, Lord Krishna is like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I said, Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna is like a Surya. Maya Hai Antaka. So, where Krishna is there cannot be darkness. That's where there is when the sunshine is there, everything is bright. And there is the same way, when Lord Krishna is there cannot be any ignorance. Without him, all our knowledge is either false or partial. So this is sometimes people say, like how you can say that my knowledge is false or partial? Because this is all this knowledge we have, so much of material knowledge, is all considered like a big zero. You have education, there is another zero. You have beauty, there is another zero. So all these zeros are there, but that zero, because if that is not used in Krishna's service, this is waste.
Shama eva hi kevalam. Whatever may be, our material abilities, all these acquisitions, so many things we have, but Srimad Bhagavatam says, all these things, all our activities, all these things are Shama eva hi kevalam. Because this is like a useless labor only. Why? Because they have not, we have not developed a desire to hear about the Lord. This is karma swanasthita pumsa vishvaksena katasuya na utpadayate yatiratim shama evaihi kevalam. Because why it is shama evaihi kevalam? All these things are not utilized in the service of the Lord. Because this is going to be waste only. Because we may achieve, but end of the day we have to give up the body, then take birth again. Punarabhi jananam. Again and again, this cycle continues. And we may not go anywhere, just again and again coming back to this material world. That is why Srimad Bhagavatam sometimes gives very heavy dose. Because sometimes when you say all your activities are useless labor, people get offended. Oh, I'm doing so much of work, so much of activities, and you are saying all my activities are useless labor? Yes, according to the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because you have not developed attraction towards, with all your studies, with all your research, you have not developed attraction towards the Supreme Lord. Now, utpadayate yati ratim, that rati has not been developed, so shama evaihi kevalam. So this is what Srimad Bhagavatam says. So, Krishna says, Srila Prabhupada says, without him, all our knowledge is either false or partial. The opposite of the sun is the darkness, and similarly, the opposite of Krishna is maya or illusion. The devotees of the Lord can see everything in true perspective due to the light disseminated by Lord Sri Krishna. This is the special mercy. Special mercy of the Lord. Because it's not like Lord is equal to everyone. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna confirms, Tamoham Sarva Bhuteshu. I am equal to everyone. There is no doubt about that. There is no doubt about that. But still, if somebody gives up everything and surrenders to him, Lord Krishna is very, very favorably inclined towards him. Srila Prabhupada says, this is not partiality. Like for example, Prabhupada gives an example, father is there. Father has many children. But out of them, and father maintains everyone. So father doesn't distinguish between this one, this one, this one, this one. Maintains education, gives food, everything he gives. But if some child is very, very obedient and follows the orders of the father has a soft corner for that child. That is natural. Even the material world, it happens. So that is not considered. But father provides everyone, but this particular one is very, very special because he is always obedient, always taking care of whatever the father says. The same way the devotees are in that category. That is why he says, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Name Dveshastina Priyaha E Bhajante Tu Mam Bhaktya Maite Tesh Chapya. Even though everybody I am providing, but the person who is in specially surrendered to the person, I look after him very specially. So that is Lord's supreme neutrality. He is neutral. Still he is neutral. Not that Lord is very partial to this person and partial to... No, he is still neutral to everyone, and the devotee is very, very favorably inclined. So here Srila Prabhupada says, the devotees of the Lord can see everything in true perspective due to the light disseminated by Lord Krishna. So it is said in Bhagavad Gita. Does anyone remember where Lord gives the knowledge? Where the devotee, how he gives the knowledge? Remember the sloka? In Chatur Sloki Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in the 10th chapter, 8th sloka, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mataha Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Vajante Maam Bhutabhava Samanvitaha. So then the next sloka is, Tesham Satata Yuktana Bhajatam Priti Purvagam Dadami Buddhi Yohantam Yenamam Upayanti. That also I'm planning to. So here, these four slokas are very sweet actually. Where when we read this sloka, I may be fool number one, but at least as long as I follow the process given by Srila Prabhupada, and Lord looks after, Lord gives the intelligence. I may be zero, doesn't matter. But Lord gives me intelligence. This he makes very clear here. This, I'll just read the translation. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mataha sarvam pravartate iti bhatva vajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. This is the, and then next sloka. Machita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nitya tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to me in service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So this is a typical what this sloka is saying. This Dwarakavasis, the gopis, they are all always machita madgata. Always their thinking is here only, nowhere else. Nowhere else. They are always thinking about this only. That's what Lord is saying. And then what Lord is saying, giving for those people, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvaham Dadami Buddhi Yohantam Yenamam Upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So we don't have to worry about that. Krishna will give the understanding as long as we follow the process. Not that we follow the process and then we engage completely in devotional service. Krishna will give the intelligence. Krishna will give the understanding. So sometimes you know, like this is mind-boggling. How to understand that? How to understand? Because that we don't have to worry about. Krishna will give the... Here Krishna is not telling lies here. He is saying, I will look after. And not to add more to that, he is saying, Tesham evana gampam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnana dhipena bhaswata. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their heart, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So, somebody has a doubt how Krishna is going to do that? That also he explains. So, to give them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So, that is Krishna is ready to do. So, we have to take advantage of Krishna's special mercy. That special mercy, how we can take advantage? If we can, there is a small class, Tesham Satata Yuktana. We have to always remember Krishna. Satata Tesham Satata Yuktana Bhajatam Priti Purva. Because when we worship always Krishna and then Priti Purva, that is very, very important. With Priti, if we keep on continuously worshipping Krishna, we develop that love. Then Krishna makes sure that I give the knowledge, I give the understanding, so that we can come back to Him. So this is what He is saying. He can come back. There is no doubt about that. So, Srila Prabhupada here explains, the devotees of the Lord can see everything in true perspective due to the light disseminated by Lord Krishna. That is what? Aham ajnanajam tam. See, He removes the darkness and He gives the light. So then, He says, by the grace of the Lord, the pure devotee cannot be in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is necessary that we must always be in the sight of the Lord Krishna so that we can see both ourselves and the Lord with the different energies. So this is the way. So how we can develop these things. So here, Srila Prabhupada, this particular sloka, is whole thing is about the eagerness actually. The eagerness to see the Lord. Actually, the eagerness is there. For us also, eagerness is there. But not for the Lord, for something else actually. So the material world, everybody has the eagerness. The eagerness to see this or see that, or the some kind of television, the movie, newspaper. All the eagerness is there. That eagerness has to be dovetailed in the service of the Lord. That is what is wanted. See, here, we don't have to change anything. So the eagerness is already there. For everybody has the eagerness. Everybody has the propensity. Everybody has the want to repose their love, repose their affection on somebody. But the problem is, we repose our faith, our love on someone, and that person goes away, or that person passes away, or that person like breaks that relationship. So then we are frustrated. So that love we can put on Krishna. So here it is saying, the eagerness has to be developed also. It's not that, today I have eagerness, I don't have any eagerness. So that eagerness can be developed by constant association with devotees. If we associate with devotees, we can develop. This is what the bhakti starts with, like atoshraddha. So basically, a little bit of faith, atoshraddha. And then, atoshraddha is there, then what happens? Then sadhusanga, bhajanakriya, anathan, all these things will develop actually. It's not that everybody has, by birth only we have the eagerness to the Lord. Then we will be in the spiritual world. So we may not be here. The fact that we are in the material world, that there is a little bit of flaw here. That's why we are here. So we can develop this by seeing all these great authorities, how they have developed this eagerness. So that is why they are saying. And now, we know the past time where the gopis were criticizing Lord Brahma. But Brahma, you have created this eye, but there is a problem. The eyelids are blinking. When the eyelids are blinking, then we are not able to see. Because this is a very advanced stage. We are, our eyes are open, still we are sitting here physically and our mind is somewhere else. Okay. Our position is like that. But gopis' position is like that. They don't want to even that one eyelid blinking, the eyelids are closing and Krishna's vision is impaired. So they are not able to see Krishna. So that they don't want, they are not able to tolerate. So this is a very advanced stage. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in this Sikshashtaka prayer says, Yugaitam Nimishena Sakshusha Pradushayitam Sunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahenam. So the same mood is exhibited in this sloka also. So but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that mood, Yugaitam. See here, talking about the millions of years. That in absence of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yugaitam Nimishena. Even that small moment is like a 12 years or more. So this is like a big separation. Yugaitam Nimishena Sakshusha Pravrushayitam Sunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahenam. In the Govinda Viraha, this is in the absence of Govinda, the absence of Krishna, feel like the whole world is vacant actually. So this is the mood. And the Dwaraka Vasis and even the Vrindavan Vasis, everybody is in the same mood. So this is the mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us also sometimes in the service in separation. This is like always Srila Prabhupada says, you know, like the Goswamis, they never said that, okay, I have found Krishna. No, they are always searching for Krishna. The Krishna, whether you are here, here, there. So they are searching for Krishna and then they are the eagerness, they always see Krishna. That is the eagerness mood. See here, Srila Prabhupada continues, as we cannot see anything in the absence of the sun, so also we cannot see anything, including our own selves, without the factual presence of the Lord. Without him, all our knowledge is covered by illusion. So this is, we have to develop, Brahma Samhita also says that we have to develop that mood. How? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochane. So this is the prayer that Brahma is saying. Premanjana bhakti, premanjana churita bhakti vilochane na santas sataiva hrudayeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajam. We can develop that. How? The premanjana. So the premanjana, if it is put, then we can see everywhere we can see Krishna. We have to see Krishna. Sometimes people get very, sometimes they stand in the queue. Oh, why it is so much delayed? We are delayed and we have to want to see the Lord. So they are very, very perturbed actually. And sometimes, material, you are waiting in the queue for so many things actually. Anything you wait. And you go to the footy, you have to wait in the line. Everywhere we wait and we put up with all this waiting. But when we wait for the Lord, we get very agitated. Oh, why we have to, for seeing the Lord, why we have to wait? Especially Janmashtami time. But we are in the material world for millions of years and we have the darshan of the Lord. Why can't wait? If the darshan of the Lord, if I can wait, I will wait millions of years. No problem. That mood has to be there. It's not that we have come here and we are waiting here for so many material things. Why can't we wait for the Lord? If we wait for the Lord, wait for the darshan of the Lord, that means it is our perfection. Like especially people like when they go to Tirupati, sometimes Balaji, they have to wait in the queue for so long. People know whether they are going to have darshan in 10 hours, 15 hours, they don't know. But still, they wait there. And then you won't even see little bit of, they will be very steadfast, they will be waiting, yes. And even though when they are going to have Balaji, they will have only 1 second or half a second darshan only. But still, people wait in the queue for 15 hours, 16 hours. So that is called, that. We sometimes say, why can't we let me go first now. No, when we go and see the Lord, you may see the Lord, but the Lord may not see you actually. Sometimes the people give the special darshan, like they pay 100,000 rupees, 10,000 rupees, and they go and see the Lord. You may see the Lord, but the Lord may not see you actually. That's why we don't want to bypass anything. We don't want to jump in the queue and then go and have a darshan. You may have darshan, but Lord may not see you. So we wait in the queue and we see the Lord and then we develop a little bit of eagerness to see the Lord. That is needed. That is what all the gopis and all the Dwarakavasis are teaching us. We have to develop. And that can be developed by doing this premanjana bhakti vilochanena santas sataiva hridayeshu. They see the Lord everywhere. Everywhere they see the Lord. And then that premanjana, that we also have to apply. Then we can see the Lord. So that is why they are able to see that all the Dwarakavasis are feeling the absence of the Lord. And we are very, very casually, we are not feeling the absence of the Lord. We are very we are sitting here and so many years we are separated from that. Still we don't have any thinking about the Lord. But here even moments association they are not able to have, then they are feeling so much distressed because of the absence of the Lord. So this is the mood. Somehow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this, even when here, Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, by chanting these holy names of the Lord, we can also feel the presence of the Lord. So sometimes Lord may not be, we may not be fortunate enough to, Lord will personally come and do all this different pastimes with us, but still we can feel the presence of the Lord by chanting these holy names of the Lord, and that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this, so that we can feel. So that's why he says, Yugaitam Nimeshena Sakshusha Pramshayitam Sunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Viraha. Then he says, you are my Lord unconditionally. He says, whether you make me, embrace me or make me broken hearted, you are my Lord unconditionally. So that is our mood. We don't want like a, today Lord is favoring me, he is my Lord. Today he is not looking after me, no, you are not my Lord. Not like that. Because you are my Lord unconditionally. Whether you look after me or make me broken hearted, still you are my Lord. So that mood, this is the mood of all the great devotees. They have developed that mood. And we can also, somehow by understanding these pastimes and understanding their mood, then we will also a little bit develop, we will develop that their mood also a little bit. This is something sticks also. Like this is like what by associating with them and associating with all these great devotees, then we will also develop that mood a little bit. Just stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu. I think you already asked this question to me. Yes. Yeah, Radha Vallabha is very, very kind.
Just hello, when I went to Tirupati, it was very enlivening experience. But we couldn't see Balaji.
Yeah, this is.
Very handy. And I was thinking, any time I want, I could just go down and walk down the road and come and see Radha Vallabha. I can see Krishna's form very clearly. I can stand there for hours.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, how merciful.
Yeah, that is our.
Merciful Prabhupada was to us.
Yes. He has given, everywhere he has given Goloka Vrinda. That is Prabhupada. Prabhupada said this is not Melbourne, it's not even Vaikuntha, this is Goloka Vrindavan. So this is like so he has given. So it's not like, yes, we can make like the point is valid, because we are, their mood is not like they just want to drive you. The crowd is also there so much, and especially, But the point I was telling, even with that, they don't even have a little bit of darshan, but still the people, they don't complain actually. They just stand there. I've seen, especially people from the villages. The modern people, they have a little bit of, they are very sophisticated, they complain so much. But the village people, they stand there. They don't know. They won't even like a completely forgotten what they are doing. They come and then just have darshan and then just go. Not only there, other places also, Sri Ranga, all these people, they will give a hard time, but still they don't take it. They just, for them, is ekeka purnandana. They just want to see Balaji. Somehow, whatever, they just, even little bit of darshan, that's all. They are happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Prabhu.
You know, I was thinking about that, the benefit of, because, some of those people have traveled long, long distances. Plus, they've also walked all the way from the bottom of the Tirumala Hill, all the way up the top, barefoot.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really, it's a great austerity. But the benefit is that they're serving the Lord in separation, in that austerity of performing the yatra. And so they're always thinking in anticipation. So that meditation
helps.
Is all the way to the point of actually
seeing the Lord, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, I know when I went there with Sri Nidhi, you know, we were thinking, you know, we drive all the way there and, you know, all that, so you're actually meditating on the meditation of God. So there's a huge, huge benefit of that austerity.
Yes.
And performing that yatra.
Yes. Actually, we are fortunate. Charu Chaitanya Prabhu, they came. They said all the special. This time when we go to Tirupati, we want to walk all the way from down to up. So we just did, as Prabhu said, we did a walking actually. We went all the way walking. But yes, Prabhu, that the whole thing is meditation only. It is not that when you see Balaji, that time only the darshan starts actually. Like when you start your journey, that Balaji darshan, your this thing is started, already started. So you just keep meditating, and then the climax is you just see that. But the problem is that the climax time somebody will push you. the one trick is not like from there only, like this 10 meters, you just, so at that time you just keep walking, seeing and walking, you know, like you're completely oblivious to the fact where you are. You just like this only, just like a robo, you keep on walking and seeing the Lord only. That is the, because otherwise you can't have darshan. You can't know, you're not going to be allowed there. So like here nobody disturbs, I just keep on standing there. But that you start the meditation from the beginning only, you know, so then by the time you go there, at least you will see sometimes your foot or sometimes here, something. But one thing with the Balaji I noticed is like whatever you see is very, very capturing. After a few minutes he disappears actually. So it's like Narada Muni says, no, like he comes there and then after that the picture is gone. So again and again you have to meditate. Yes, bro. I think now the denomination might have changed. Like now 100,000, 100, because nowadays actually if you put 100, he will put 100 in your hand, you go away. Sorry, this is the way, because now they are so, this thing, they just keep on pushing, we have to put a little bit more. But the other thing is, you know, sometimes the big dignitaries go there. No? See, we want to go and see the Lord and we want to stand there always. They just, for them it is a formality, they just want to come. Sometimes I feel like when people come to see the Lord, there is a way of seeing the Lord. It's not like looking at the Lord itself is like we have to develop that mood of service. So then the darshan is meaningful. Like otherwise, you'll go like a casual visitor and go to a museum and see something like that. You don't see Balaji. Like you go and see the Lord. This is like the Lord, Supreme Lord is ready to bestow all the benediction, and you just go and see like sitting like a, sometimes people, we have to explain to people, like sometimes people come here, they just stand and then just go away. No worship, no obeisances, nothing like that. But Srila Prabhupada has made this, all the 64 items of devotional service. At least we have to take advantage of something. Or come here, at least bow down. By bowing down, that's it. Our devotional service starts actually.